A third wave of infections in Illinois is pressuring long-term care facilities in the state, including McLean County. 9 retirement communities, nursing homes, and long-term care facilities, and a group home in the county have had cases in the last 28 days. The biggest outbreak is at Bickford House in Bloomington, with 36 cases of COVID-19 and 2 deaths. The others add a combined 71 cases for a total of 107 cases in that type of facility in the last month. That exceeds the number of cases during the 3 outbreaks at such facilities early in the pandemic. McLean County Health Department Director Jessica McKnight says when cases rise in the community, they also rise in long-term care facilities.
Given their nature, so a congregate living facility, there's a resident population, meaning that they do live there. They're also older adults, many with underlying health conditions, making them very vulnerable to COVID and other respiratory illnesses. And so what happens outside of that facility does affect what happens inside that facility. So what we're seeing statewide are increased cases in our long-term care facilities. And, you know, what we've seen also statewide is increase in reported cases. So, you know, when the virus is spreading in our community, those communities that are very vulnerable, like the congregate settings, are just there, they're open for and very vulnerable to the virus being introduced to that population and then spreading again with a population that is already at high risk.
Do nursing homes and retirement communities tend to be lagging indicators of the overall community-wide spread?
I don't know if I've ever heard them as lagging indicators. I know hospitalizations obviously are, but I guess they would be lagging in the sense that when we start to see an increase in our cases and indicating community spread, then again, that's just vulnerable for further spread and of the virus. And so again, these populations that are vulnerable, then just the virus being introduced there potentially.
The logic behind that question was that visitation to most of these places is pretty limited.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be possible that they would have less immediate likelihood of being in line with the community-wide trend, but as soon as the odds rise that some staff member catches it and is not symptomatic, they eventually would trail along. Is that logic compelling, or is that just a roll of the dice as to when or if a staff member brings it in?
Yes. So, I mean, really, again, our facilities are doing everything they can, but the situation that we're seeing across the state just further proves how easily and quickly the virus can spread. So when, you know, you can be potentially contagious 48 hours before you even have any symptoms, and we know our facilities are screening their residents for symptoms and screening their employees as well, and they're also taking those measures to prevent infection spreading. But even when you're doing all the right things, there's always an opportunity for this virus to spread.
Was there an increased incidence in these facilities in Bloomington, Normal, and McLean County as students came back to town, or as we had that little bulge when students came back to town?
Yeah, we definitely did see just an increase in our hospitalizations, and then, yes, it was just a few weeks after we had that surge that we started seeing cases that were reported in our facilities. And at the end of really mid to late September was when we were really experiencing that surge in our case numbers.
We've seen fatality rates for older folks come down a little bit nationwide. Is that also true because the treatment protocols have gotten more sophisticated locally?
It could be. So, you know, we're definitely learning more about the virus. Yes, death rates we've seen across the state and the nation decrease, even though we've seen case counts increase. Some of that also, though, could have to do with the numbers of cases that we're seeing in younger age ranges. So we may not be seeing as many of the older adults. Like I said, the facilities are doing a great job, and they have been doing a great job of, you know, looking at their testing plans, so doing surveillance, identifying infections very quickly. So that's definitely very important for them, is to be able to identify any cases quickly and prevent further spread. So, you know, our facilities, if they have a couple cases, they've been able to jump on those quickly and just prevent further spread.
So Bickford's the outlier there in recent, in the recent period. And of course, Bloomington Rehab was the tragic first experience.
Yeah, and you know, some of our, those facilities have challenges to implementing some of those infection control measures, where, you know, residents may have a difficult time following recommendations or practices, you know, and so they're doing everything that they can. Again, even when you're doing everything, all those measures in place, there still are challenges. So there's always opportunities for us to see infection control and just try to improve it, even again when you're doing the right things.
That's McLean County Health Department Director Jessica McKnight. The Illinois Department of Public Health reports more than 32,000 cases in nursing homes and long-term care facilities and close to 5,000 deaths during the pandemic. The places in McLean County that have had cases within the last 28 days include the McLean County Nursing Home, the Lofts Rehab and Nursing of Normal, Westminster Village and Martin Healthcare in Bloomington, the Villas of Hollybrook, Aperian Care in Bloomington, Heritage Health of Normal, the Villas of Hollybrook at Towanda Barnes, Bickford House in Bloomington, and Mark First.